Keep your hand off that dial. This is 102.4 Blue Room Insight, broadcasting on all planes of reality.
That's how we're going to start now, just drinking. What's up, guys, and welcome to another episode of Blue Room Inside this week.
Non-alcoholic. We're actually more sober than ever. I mean, I am.
I mean, I'm sober right now, yeah.
Yeah, no, we all yeah.
Are. I mean,
yeah.
Every time I'm last here, year, I start by cracking either a bottle or a can.
Last year, I was
but you're always sober.
Like, tipsy every single...
Yeah.
Every single episode.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm, needed it. It's a little early.
There were better episodes. You should just go back.
After the...
It's like music. It was better when people were on drugs.
Yeah. After last week... episode, and we all talked about getting here a little earlier. This week, we fucking did it.
Yes, sir.
It's amazing. Holy shit. There's still sun out.
I'm drinking coffee.
Yeah, like, Darius is drinking coffee. I'm fuck it.
All right, is that a new flavor? Because I've never seen the orange one.
It is, yeah. It's wedding cake. Yeah.
Is it better than the other one?
Yeah, I like it better. But I'm saving my Maui Waui in there. And those are the strains.
That's the purple, like, yellow one? Maui
yeah,
Yaui?
Yeah.
How many flavors do they have? Is that just like a new one?
I think just two yeah. Right now.
Because it's a newer company.
Yeah, I think so. The flavor is blood orange, but the strain of marijuana they use is wedding cake.
Gotcha. When's the Pineapple Express coming out?
I don't know. Do they actually make that? Is that real? That's
Pineapple
real.
Pineapple Express is
now,
real, yeah.
Right? Okay. Yeah, so what's everybody been up to?
Well...
Work is not we
had a work appreciation day yesterday.
Oh, what'd you say?
We had a work appreciation day yesterday.
Oh, shit. That was yesterday?
Yeah, we went to Myrtle Beach.
Nice.
Rode go-karts.
Nice.
Went to the aquarium.
Oh, you went to the aquarium.
Yeah, we went to the aquarium.
That's nice. See, the aquarium with go-karts, that sounds nice.
So it's actually...
Just go-karts? I don't
right.
know.
So they actually changed a bunch in the aquarium. They have a new kids there. Well, you went recently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't too bad. Ripley's. So, I still think my favorite is Pine Knoll Shores and the Outer Banks one.
Georgia's my favorite.
I'm talking about in-state.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Like, all-time favorites.
My favorite is the Bass Pro Shops in Cincinnati. I'm sure. Yeah. But, that must have been fun. So, you've been just kind of... That's nice. And then we got Skipper over here working slave hours. I don't care.
Sharecropping.
Fucking. That's not. That's.
It was fine until you said that.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, Mr. 80 something hours a week right now. Well, this week or last week,
you
whatever.
Just gotta pay it off. That's all you gotta do.
Just come with me. Let's just do the store. I'm just waiting. Everywhere. So far, I've looked at two commercial, like, real estate. Yeah. And everything is sold out. And then the one that I was really interested in, they did get back up with me, but I didn't want it. The rent was $3,200. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, buddy, that's not going to work. Like, that's insane.
Have you looked at the one right next to Salty Turtle yet? The one that you were talking about?
No. I looked online. All those buildings are owned.
Oh, okay.
They're just nothing's on them.
Gotcha.
And they're not looking to do anything.
So are they planning on building anything new in Hampstead?
I'm not going to Hampstead.
You don't want
to
go there?
I don't want to go to Hampstead.
Gotcha.
I might as well just go to Surf City.
Why would
then.
We want to go to Hampstead?
I mean,
think of the traffic thing. I would be competing then with everything in Wilmington. At least where I'm at now, I have no competition mm-hmm. other than online. Oh, which I would also be online.
What about there? Snap Fitness? They're not doing anything with that area?
I thought about that, but every business, everything's owned.
Gotcha.
Yeah, everything is owned.
That's the only
right
place
there.
In just Holly walk Ridge
to work every day.
Yeah, I would. That'd
remember
be
when that old building used to be in Holly Ridge, the one that they tore down?
Oh, yeah, with the Christmas trees?
Yeah.
Yeah, that blue one. Yeah, I actually always wanted to put a store there. I thought that'd be cool. No, I'm thinking about reaching out to those new shops in Surf City by the putt-putt area.
Yeah.
I'm trying to look into that. Maybe.
Oh, yeah, that's the one I was talking about. So.
Yeah, the record shop.
Is it like back behind the putt-putt? I don't go to
Surf
City that often.
If you're, I didn't check with Salty Turtle. I lied about that. The places around Salty Turtle is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's what I was
thinking. Okay, about. Yeah, we sorry. I was thinking of something different. Yeah. Okay. I think I was thinking of Salty Hog and stuff like that. Because we were talking about Sneed's Ferry. So, but in Surf City, yeah. So where Salty Turtle is, they made those new, that storefront. Well, it just doesn't go straight across. It goes deep. Okay. So, and every time I go, I do pass it. It does, the shops that are open there have a good amount of foot traffic. Okay. And then also not only that, over summer, the foot traffic between Putt-Putt, the ice cream shops, Salty Turtle, which is a brewery, the bar that's right next to the Salty Turtle.
Good location.
Yeah, like I feel like it'd be good. However, it would be basically next door to that tobacco shop that got that lady got shot at last year. Remember that?
That's the first I've heard of
it. I remember that. I remember the...
It was last year.
It was last year.
Yeah. Really? You didn't hear about that?
No. Sneed's Ferry got homeless.
You were still working. Like on the island, too. When that
probably.
Happened like this time last year, didn't it? Or something around that
About a year ago, exactly.
Yeah. So, watch it be like in the fucking winter.
Actually, it was
Something.
It was October.
Yeah, now like watch it be like way later in the year or something.
It was actually October, I think.
But yeah, no. I think it's coming along pretty nicely.
Yeah, October, I was
you were already gone. Yeah, dude. You were fucking just... Living La Vida Loca, being unemployed for 2 months at that time.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Not doing anything other than sleeping, masturbating, and playing games.
What was the episode?
I mean, yeah, see, look. I called you out on that one, bitch. Yeah, you're not getting far away from me. Yeah.
I was playing D&D every week, too.
I know. Dick and
Dick. And then I went to Kentucky and that stuff.
He said Dick and Dick. That's funny.
Dick and Dick with Doug. Or that's, I'm sorry, D&D, Dick and Doug. That's what it should have been. No. Doug, if you're listening to this, man, I hope that can be your guys' new thing. You just say, hey, you want to play some D&D? Wow. And he goes, Dick and Doug? Yeah, let's go.
October.
And Doug would probably be down for that.
We did Monster Grafton, Hopkinsville. I can't say
that. Hopkinsville. Hopkinsville. What are you talking about?
Liminal Space. I'm just looking at the episodes we did that month.
What month?
I don't remember October. Empires and Gimlin film, which I can't believe was in October.
Yeah, that one did really good. Yeah, we did that right before we left to Kentucky.
Yep.
Before all of us left to Kentucky. That was when.
Because I feel like we've had enough episodes under our belt where we actually kind of forget about like certain time periods now.
Probably because I'm always in the logs and stuff. Because I was counting. I was trying to count how many episodes we have.
We did.
Because we have over 100.
A year ago.
It's just we have a lot of like the after hours, and then we have like the top tens, and then we had the part twos.
So trying to count all the actual episodes.
Yeah, so like I tried to. Well, if I would have never deleted half of our the sports or news that we were doing,
we'd be well over.
Yeah, we'd be close to 150 now.
We did El Chupacabra,
and then if we never would have ended,
we're at episode 100 now.
If we never would have ended,
we are. That's right.
Or, like, didn't do it in 2021, we'd be way over 200 now.
So, we're...
We took a break.
There's two completely different conversations going on.
Yeah, right I know.
Sorry,
it's crazy. Talking. It's okay.
Oh, Chip Copper was about a year ago.
Cool. Yeah.
At Stanley Hotel, and we did Slipmouth Woman in August.
Yeah, that was all of those were at your apartment.
And that was that weird time where we were doing it in my third bedroom, or the third room.
Yeah.
That was, like, a little small period of...
Well, you just moved there,
yeah.
And then everybody was busy. Skipper really wasn't busy, but he just was kind of dead. He just kind of died to the world.
Around this time, I think it might have been July of last year, was when I had bronchitis.
Nice.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Right. Okay, well, fuck all this little small... Oh, actually, I got Swamp Thing in 4K, so that's exciting.
Swamp Ass.
4K.
That was the that was my first article for TN Horror that I did that I got went through them the movie review. It was because of the 4K release I wanted to talk about it. From Wes Craven, probably one of the best superhero movies or like comic book movies I actually ever watched. It's rated PG. It has about 6 titties in it, so that was cool. no, but like, well, for
are you talking it was like 6 individual or 6 sets?
6 individual.
Yeah, I go by Joe Bob Briggs like logic now. You count each one. Like that's how it is. You just it's not about the set, you know. It's about each one.
If sometimes it was 8 you just sets,
get one. Right, cuz like in Resident Evil, you know, you just get one side one. Yeah, if you start counting sets, then you should probably look at what you're watching and then just tell us, hey, I wasn't watching a cinematic movie made by Universal or Sony.
It was
watching a Brazzers movie.
Brazzers.
Is it Brazzers? Brazzers?
Brazzers.
Brazzers.
Brazzers. Brazzers.
I neither know nor care.
Yeah, well, I don't expect you to read. You're watching the video, so... Watching the video. What do you go to? We've already talked about this. Where do you go?
You said, where do I go?
Do you do it on Reddit, don't you?
What?
Yeah.
It's okay. Why are you acting like this right now?
Why is this a conversation right now?
He wants the truth.
Yeah, just wanted to, I need the truth, man.
Why are we talking about tits? It's because it's in the name of the episode today.
Yeah, John Teeter. Boom. Anyways, what is it?
Oh, we're still on this.
So what is it? Do you have a subject yet? You're the only one that didn't talk about it. Well, Matt gave me his, kind of. Did you ever tell us exactly?
Nope, we went straight into our episode.
Oh. I don't think we ever even did this. So.
No, we talked. Matt knows what I was talking about.
I don't know if I was here.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah. You just weren't paying attention.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, by the way, the samurai, cowboy, and pirate shit is still getting brought up. Actually, we still talk about that shit.
A lot of people actually like that, because when we went on the trip, a few people listened to the podcast, and they listened to that episode. They like that.
Oh, what would you rather be?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you get any fun answers?
No, they're just telling they liked it from the episode. Yeah.
I wasn't sure. You didn't try to get answers out of them?
No. Oh, we're busy.
Yeah, busy having fun.
That's right.
You're passing them on the go-kart, so which one is it?
Dude, that was funny.
Or you would just be like, you're a fucking slug. I don't want to talk about... getting passed on the go-karts,
yeah,
first of all.
I was about to say, one guy got bullshit. Mad because he kept getting slow go-karts.
Dude,
every single go-kart that we got, but
Derek's was fine.
I was the slowest. There was a time that I thought it was weight, right? That I was just being a fat motherfucker, and then Matt gets in here, and it just, and we're like, what the fuck, man? And it was so funny because he'd slow down.
There was one track I slowed down.
Oh, wow.
Catch up.
Hey, we actually have breaking news on the site right now. DJ Casper, creator of the pop culture classic Cha Cha Slide, dies at 58 with his battle with cancer. So, RIP, Cha Cha Slide. So, sorry for bringing some blues to your news today.
It'll be old as that news will be old by the time this comes out, but
I feel like it's always blues.
Okay, sadness, so here we go.
Will be forever eternal.
Gotta take it back now, yo.
Are you ready?
What is this?
I don't know. We're gonna do another fun thing that would be fun. Okay?
Another fun thing that would be fun.
Yeah, no, you guys get it. It's all good. Okay, so would you rather have telekinesis or telepathy?
Like the song?
Telepathy or telekinesis? Which one would you rather have? Do you know the difference?
You said telekinesis and what was the other one?
Telepathy.
Sorry, I was thinking about...
So telepathy reads minds, telekinesis, you can move things with your mind.
Yeah, telekinesis. I don't want to know what other people are thinking.
Okay.
Yeah. Telekinesis.
I think
that was a lame one. I was going to do telekinesis, too.
I also going telekinesis.
Okay, cool.
No,
because
that was lame.
My reason is because telepathy is pretty hard to master...
I believe if somebody had that power.
I'm going to build a pyramid.
It's just filtering all those thoughts.
That's just... It also depends on how it works. It might be you have to focus on the person instead of it just being an open flood.
You just want to kill yourself. I feel like that's just what's going to happen.
The world's also just depressing, and I don't want to listen to that.
Right. Like, you have like your own thoughts are bad enough, so it's like you just...
Yeah, listen to everybody else's intrusive thoughts.
No, that's fair. I dig it. That was a bad one on me. I'll try to come up with a new one for next week. Like, I will try to come up with a
term beforehand.
Yeah, like I'll actually come through and I'll create some. That the cowboy, pirate, and samurai one, that was really good though. You want to know a really bad one and an interesting one? Would you rather be part of the Japanese Imperial Army during the 1930s through 40s? German Nazi Party from the 30s and 40s, or would you rather be part of, trying to think of another good one that was, Napoleon's army during the, what was that, 1700s, 1600s?
Oh, I figured you were going to go,
I thought it was like
18. I thought it was 18. It's 18. Sorry.
You're going to go Russians, also World War II area.
You know, I was going to, but the thing is that, like, even though, so with that one, what's his name? Russian?
Stalin?
Stalin, thank you. Stalin, okay. He killed his own people.
He did.
Right. Okay, so, but if you were part of the army of his...
He didn't kill them. He sent them to their death.
Death, right. That's a little different because our army does that today. Okay, so, you know what I mean? Like, it's a little different. However, yeah, now that's a fucking real one. Which one would you guys rather be? I'm going to say...
Napoleonic Wars or Nazi or...
Imperial Japanese.
Yeah.
I'd probably just do Napoleon.
I would do Napoleon. And that is definitely because they did
ice cream.
They were... That's Neapolitan. But I was going to say, that's because the other two were really fucking terrible and they were monsters.
The fucking movie.
Napoleon's shit was also really bad, right? But, like, he was just mainly bad. Or I guess I could have done Nero.
He's interesting, especially whenever he goes in exile on the island and all that stuff. Napoleon.
If anybody would have said Imperial Japanese or Nazis, you basically are just Nazis.
Yeah, that's why we didn't go with that
one. No, I'm happy. I'm happy, yeah. Because that's like, crazy.
Yeah.
People don't realize what the Japanese were doing during that time to the Chinese. Dude, they were actually in some cases, and you know what, guys? To the audience, you may not like me saying this and shit, but I mean, this is real history, but the Japanese actually did things worse than the Nazis.
Yeah, the POWs. It was
like, horrible. It was a whole different game.
That's a snippet.
It was mutilation. Yeah, it was bad.
No,
yeah,
like, no, I know. The Holocaust was something, right?
Right.
But, like, they were doing the same exact thing in China, but Japan had it. And today, China's doing it now today. And as you see, the world doesn't even blink an eye. So,
yeah.
You see,
I've never even looked into it, so.
The ones in China, I'm pretty sure, are Christian camps, Muslim camps, and different cultures that are not Chinese. Like, that's just...
I also never looked into the camps that we had here there.
Oh, yeah, no, it was bad here for us, too. Yeah. Like, I mean, we ruined people's lives.
Right.
I'm not saying that we're better. We're nowhere near better. But I'm just saying that, like...
I think it's a pretty universal thing.
Yeah. Governments. Unfortunately. So. Unfortunately. Speaking of that, let's go ahead and get into our topic now. So, gentlemen, have you ever heard... And by gentlemen, I mean Matthew and Skipper over here. Mr. Keith McKay, Skipper.
Damn.
253
Social
Sandpiper Road.
775255.
Social Security 252674521.
Halftime.
Okay. So.
He's like, wait, shit, that's mine.
He's like, holy shit.
You got my IP address too?
You want to dox him?
I don't need that. It changes anyway.
You
want
to dox some people?
I know what you do with that. That IP address, it goes from 86 dot to a whole bunch of different numbers to 13 dot to a whole bunch of different numbers. So,
yes.
Yeah, see? So, yeah. All right, let's get to it. So,
anyway, John, what was the question?
Okay, so, have you gentlemen ever heard of the man, John Teeter?
I've heard of the name.
Okay. Skip here.
I've heard of him because I was told you guys would be researching him. Before that, I had never heard of him.
Okay, so I was somewhat familiar with this guy.
You just didn't know it.
Yeah, I just didn't know it. Darius, what about you? What did you know before, to researching?
I like to listen to a lot of, like, internet mysteries on YouTube. Sometimes in my past time, I'll listen to that kind of stuff. And on every single video, that it's like a completion of people talk about these things, John Teeter is always brought up. He's a pretty common, like, internet mystery, and an early one as well. Actually, he was pretty much the same time as Polybius. He was internet mystery. Like, he was pretty popular. So,
right.
Early 2000s. So,
yeah.
You know.
Well, yeah. So, but you knew a little bit more.
I didn't know.
Yeah, but I feel like you knew the name more. You were more familiar with
the
topic.
I'm the one that coined this episode, but I completely forgot the reason why I coined it.
Yeah.
Like, well, I just threw it in there and I forgot about it.
But I just looked at that and I did not expect that to be on the bottle.
What is on the bottle?
This
a man staring at his pot.
Sorry, Skipper brought in today a drink. It's called Jones special release, and it's a key lime 314. Oh, gotcha. It is a, it's pie. So it's key lime pie. Okay, so that was pretty, hey, you got to admit, that was pretty fast, because that's already kicking in. And I immediately, right when I said 3.14, I was like, in. Oh, it's pie. Gotcha.
Pure cocaine.
Pure, you mean pure caffeine.
Yeah, it keeps going on it.
So, 3.14. Alrighty, well, then I guess, Darius, my buddy.
Yeah, so we're going to jump into some background history of John Titor. Or Teeter.
Teeter.
Sorry. I like to say Titor. Like, I've been saying Titor for I've been saying Titor, so I really want to say Titor.
But it's Teeter.
Like Harris Teeter.
Or like Teeter Totter.
Titor.
If his name was fucking Teeter, it would be T-E-E-T-E-R.
Well, that is how, it's T-Tor.
Harris Teeter.
Teetor, see? I wrote it in my notes.
Wow, nice, look at that.
Harry Teeter.
All right, so.
Harry Teeter.
John Teeter was
I'm gonna start calling my dick that. It's not even Harry.
Sorry, I'm thinking about
my dick.
No, the HBO show. What is it? Righteous
Gemstones,
and how he's like snorting coke in the video, and the guy in the background just fucking.
Damn, you're getting pretty. Oh wait, no, that was the
that
main,
was like the
yeah, beginning. That's the first episode.
That's
yeah,
just remember. What I was thinking about.
Sorry, I was thinking of a different
guy had
thing.
A small.
Oh,
meat.
Dude, he like came out.
Small.
He was soft. Leave him alone. Okay.
That's soft.
Huh?
Anyway.
You said that was soft. Oh, joking. Now are you upset that he was soft and it was that small and you're just like. Oh shit! I didn't realize it was that it was flaccid, and I thought it was small. But now it's big.
You're not telling me that's not big. All right. Anyway.
I'm gonna say that is probably a
average
normal penis.
Flaccid.
Normal flaccid penis. I don't know.
There's two of them so
he's
far.
He's a bigger
I've seen
guy.
Two penises so far in this show.
There's a lot more.
I didn't know where you were going with that.
I've seen three in my life. No.
How many penises other than yours have you seen in your life?
I mean, I've been to a locker room, man. I can't count.
Oh, nice. Like it's just like that?
In high school?
Yeah.
Dude, I watched someone, like, get cornered, bro.
With their dick out?
No, like, some guy just tripped and fell and hit a corner, and this other guy was naked and ran right at him. I didn't want to watch the rest, so I walked out.
Oh.
It was not a good time.
Scary place. If I ever fall and hit a corner, then not to count on Darius to save me from anything.
What am I going to do? The guy was huge, man.
Like, in what, like way? Yeah.
Fat.
He had a fat cock?
Even though he's fat. Oh. I didn't get this. I didn't want to see that. I didn't want to see it, and I didn't see it.
Okay. When I was in high school, yeah, I didn't just go, like,
the guy
was I
was
in locker
news.
Rooms, and
the guy
I never
was
saw
bad
dicks
news.
In
the
locker
same
room.
Everybody
the guy did. Was not good news, okay? He,
so, like, he just...
He just, like...
The guy that ran naked? Towards him? No, yeah, he loved to do that stuff. Also, he didn't like this one guy, and so he went to a party, and he grabbed his little brother's backpack and took a shit in it.
I thought you were going
to
say, grabbed his little dick. I was like, okay.
No, he took a shit, and
how many dicks have
backpack.
You guys seen in real life? Remember that one time that I was in my robe?
I got three
and
in my
robe upstairs. And I tried to get you to like come see this book with me. And I like squatted down and like kind of hiked up. And then you were in your bedroom before. Like, remember when like my balls were out? And
I
was trying to get
you
to
bring this one up a lot.
You didn't because you walked away.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you remember
you
because
you
tried. No, I've tried. When he lived with me, I have this. I bought a woman's robe. I know it's great. I bought a woman's robe. It was like silk. I still have it. It's lacy.
I've seen, yeah.
Yeah,
I've seen
I've worn it down here. You remember? You remember that one time I had to let Stella out and you guys were staying the night and I walked down here in the robe and Justin like looked at me and I looked at him and winked. It was like 6 a.m. and like Justin Buck. Yeah. And I went back upstairs and, you know, like hung out. And then by the time I came down, everybody was gone because, you know, they had to go to work.
Yeah.
And I get a text from him or... I go and I see Justin like a week later and he was like, dude, I got a question that I really need to ask you. And I was like, yeah, what's up?
Because
did
just
you
like...
wear like a robe like and let the actually, dog out? And I looked at him and I said, no, man.
He told me about
I was like,
this.
Are you dreaming about me in a robe?
Yeah.
And he was like, dude, I guess I did.
No.
And I was like,
he brought
bro.
That up when I met
and then,
when I saw
and
him.
Then I was like, nah, man, it was totally me. And it cuts off. It cuts
it
off.
I'm pretty sure he brought that up when I saw him in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
He was like, pretty sure I saw him like in a robe one time.
Yeah,
like,
no,
thinking
was...
back at that time,
yeah.
And I'm like, really? And he's
but
like,
yeah, I try to.
He does bring up this robe a lot, so
yeah,
it's like
it actually happened.
Yeah, and it's a real thing that like I try to get
like
Skipper on multiple occasions
it's
with
multiple
my dick
times
or
he
balls.
Wears that robe out naked.
Good for you though. That's free.
Or you remember the time that Anthony threw up down here
yeah.
And I answered the door in that robe? That's all I had on. I had to go downstairs and I said, "Look, guys, I'm not cleaning this. I'm going back upstairs. This is my house. You guys." Not you, but Anthony. I was like, Anthony, do your best.
was like, continued laying next to it and just kind of.
And I was like, scrubbed. And you better not make my wife clean this up in the morning. Well, at the time she was just my girlfriend, but it was her house. So right. I was like, you know, like you're not doing this. So, and he did. And then I think you guys had to help though. So
we supervised.
Good. I appreciate that you guys supervised, but he did clean it up. But yeah, I did that too. Cause you guys kind of wear it down. It was like little lace, like all like on every little thing.
I'm sorry, but I'm imagining you like slipping on the throw up and just fucking everything.
Like
just whole spread eagle on the floor.
Yeah. you just hear skin slap on it, like my balls just slap down into it. Kind of like when we play basketball.
Yep.
All right. Oh yeah, Skipper, you remember too. You play basketball, me too.
I was there,
yeah.
The echo, man. The echo throughout Surf City.
My ball slapped my thigh.
That was pre-bridge, wasn't it? Or no, that was after the bridge.
That was after the bridge, yeah. That was.
You had to take a minute after that.
Oh, it hurt so bad.
You're like, yeah, it was so like, bad.
Yeah,
like,
dude, more like, just, yeah, it was like a. Everybody just kind of looked at me. Like, I was like, yep.
Was that the ball that hit the ground?
Or yeah, they were like, what was? I was like, and then Skipper's like, this happens. So now whenever I go play basketball, I try to wear like compression everything.
You've learned.
I don't even like it's you not evolved. Even crazy. Well, outside, first of all, like you look, it's not that it's not crazy. Like I'm not gonna like it's not something to like write home about, right? It's just there, and I'm just older now, and they hang a little lower, and that's it.
What do you think that is? Just from standing and gravity taking its time on.
Probably from balls? No, I think it's from the heft. I'm just joking. I'm just joking. They're just always full.
It's the tumor.
You know that's a scary thing to think about. Yeah, you guys ever like check that. Yourself and then you feel like something and then you just remember that it's a tube that you know goes through everything because your balls.
Yeah, it's a tube. Yeah, it's the tube. Yeah, I don't want to think about. Let's not even talk about that. This caffeine high can take you to a negative place. I don't want to think about that. Stuff.
Yeah, my THC, my high is taking me to a weird place.
Yeah, like
I just kind of want to
take a minute and make sure we're good.
Why are we just talking about balls?
Matt, how many dicks have you? Dicks have you slept
Justin
with? How many times have Justin Withville alone? How many dicks did you touch?
Zero.
How many dicks did you touch unknowingly?
Zero.
You said zero. You remember that the last night that we were there and you guys were sleeping the whole time and I was like up till like 6 a.m.
I do remember that. When we watched Exorcist, Pope's Exorcist.
Yeah, and I like, dude, and I made like a 3 hour long play. Dude, I was like, I just couldn't get to bed. Yeah, I was
Is that you every night? Because that sounds like what you describe of what every night's like for you.
Yeah, kind of.
You just tinker in the corner.
Yeah, kind of, man. And that sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind
of
do. And
could be a sign of high T, dude.
No, I think it's probably autism, but.
Or ADHD, yeah.
Or just everything.
It's all the same thing. Really, realistically, when you look at it as the umbrella of the vagueness, stuff. It's all the same.
Yeah, you're human.
Yeah, it's just...
But you know who else is human? John Teeter.
That's right, John Teeter.
All
right,
so what John Teeter was born in Florida to an upper middle class family in 1998. So his early years were pretty bright. And really contrast the years that would follow after. He got to do like a lot of cool things in his childhood, like go to Disney World. He loved Disney World, you know.
Never been.
Happiest place on earth.
I've never been there either. And I've heard it's great, especially from Thomas. But while growing up, the nation would become more in distress. Social liberties would be taken away. And more of a authoritarian and... martial law type state developed. When John was 7, he remembers hearing a knock at the door and his dad answering it, and his dad would be trampled by a bunch of authorities, and he would basically search his house. However, he doesn't really go into details why they're searching his house, just he remembers that happening. And then he remembers throughout that same week, authorities would also be going through other people's houses, and he would remember recalling people getting arrested and being taken away. And because of this, Teeter's family would decide to move away from that area and go to Central Florida into a rural town where they would farm. Teeter would be introduced to hard labor at this point, and his life would forever change. During this time of his family being on the farm, the government, the whole entire country, would basically split into two. You were either a part of the public or the common man, or you're a part of the American Federal Empire. Which was the government side of it.
See, that sounds like pretty close to what we're going to.
Anyway, yeah, it is. And so a civil war would rage on. So it'd be basically the government against the people. By age 13, Teeter would join a rebellion that went by the name of the Fighting Diamondbacks. And meanwhile, while this is all going on, scientists at CERN would crank up the largest atom smasher ever built, called the LHC, which was, I don't know if you have that written
down. Large hydrogen collider. Hydron. Hydron, sorry.
So
that was me being high, my bad.
At least I knew, okay?
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah.
We got you covered. Thank you. So when they were smashing these atoms, they had realized that they were also...
Atom smash!
They were smashing like mother. Hardcore, dude.
That was the noise right there, man. You just recreated that. Good job.
Like that?
Yeah. It hurt
to do that. So while this was happening, though, while these tests were going on, the scientists behind it and the people in the public had noticed that all these things that they remembered were different. Another way you can describe this is the Mandela effect, which we've gone over. So basically, events in the past that you remember differently never happened. Good example of this was Mandela himself. Some people remember him dying in prison in the 90s. However, that didn't happen, as he died in 2013.
Hey, listen, all I'm saying is Fruit of the Loom had a cornucopia.
Dude, I swear.
Oh, no. I agree about this.
I really swear that that was
I remember seeing it in Kmart.
Yeah.
Kmart, especially.
Like, I have that memory.
I have the fucking shirt in my car. Yeah.
Wait, what about you, Skipper? Do you think that? Do you remember the Fruit of the Loom logo with that?
I don't remember cornucopia.
Okay, so
don't remember paying attention to Fruit of the Loom.
Are you a Hanes man?
What about Mr. Moneybags? Let's talk about Mr. Moneybags.
Okay, so I never saw him.
Yeah,
I
didn't see the monocle.
Really? Yeah. I feel like I've always thought he had a monocle. What else?
Wait, who?
Moneybags?
Monopoly.
Monopoly.
No. Yeah, I didn't see Monocle.
Is there anything else you can think of on the top of your head right now?
It's not a... We could get into so many Mandela effects, you know.
That's right. Why we have an episode.
Yeah, we have an episode on Mandela
effects. It is an early episode, too, though.
It is. We should probably retouch that, all of us, because it was just a me and Darius thing, and we could probably... In
Dark Up Surf City.
Yeah, and we could probably touch up on a lot of those.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It was actually a... Midnight Climax.
It was a Midnight Climax. I don't think it should have been, though. But we labeled it as that. But, yeah.
More of an internet mystery, in my opinion.
Kinda. Yeah, it is. Though, I guess that was our first internet mystery one.
So, in 2015, this is when things get real crazy. Russia, since America is, like, weakened by a civil war, Russia would take advantage of it and shoot fucking nukes at us. And this would
Not just the United States.
Yeah, so, yeah, they would also
shoot... the rest of the world?
China,
and Europe, countries in Europe. So
this would cause World War III, and
very short.
It only lasted a couple of days, right?
Basically, yeah, because they said like nearly 3 billion people died.
Yeah. So basically, after the war, the world was kind of vacant. Obviously, a lot of people are fucking dead at this point. And
they did say the only ones to survive it were people that was. Not around major cities, but yeah, like in my head, like, I get that, but, like, look at the situation we're in now, okay? A nuclear threat is, you know, out there right now.
It's the highest it's been in...
Probably since the Cuban Missile Crisis, honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
But my thing is when you look at it, is all the major cities, are those the only targets? No. Not
we're
at
good
all.
Everywhere.
Bases.
All the military
bases. I wouldn't say... Every,
we can assume that they're aiming it towards our nuclear.
They're
just
only,
like how we are.
They are targeting our silos. Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's just a smart way of doing it. Just to, you know,
right.
Military bases.
If you strike first, right. But if you strike first,
infrastructure,
and your first strike is the silos,
yeah.
And you can get it before they get out,
right.
That you just won,
yeah. Right.
Like, that's it. Yes, there are still going to be millions of people that die, but you are the attacker. That's why, like,
just
countries,
faster.
That's why it matters for countries to be able to have strike-first capabilities,
right.
Which I think there's only three, and that's America, China, and Russia. Mm-hmm. Those are the only three with strike-first capabilities,
mm-hmm.
at least I think.
It would make sense that it's those three.
Yeah, but...
Well, the hypersonic missiles, right? That they were talking about
Yeah, but that stuff doesn't really matter. The strike first capabilities just mean that you can strike before they can
and
get
also
any
most
off.
Accurate too, like knowing all your stuff that you need to know.
Yeah, yeah. Because
you can miss a bunch of places.
But most
that you maybe
so
didn't know of.
So most of Yeah. Most of the United States stuff is going to be in submarines. That's where most of our arsenal is.
The Navy deals with all that stuff.
Yeah, but that's fine because if most of our, you know, collection is underwater and undetectable.
Keep the nukes away from the people.
Yeah, well, no, if we were attacked, we would probably have a bigger loss of life where Russia or other country, China would definitely have another toll of life just because of how crowded they are, but Russia would have the loss of infrastructure and just supply. Yes, life would end there too, but it wouldn't be, I think, on the stage that we would see, or even like if other countries, like especially in Europe, would get hit. It would be, I mean, I don't know. However, I was just looking at a nuclear map the other day about targets, and where we're located within 100 miles of Wilmington, there are 4 targets. And because all these maps and all these people keep saying, oh, you know, like, they're really going to target, like, if they target any cities, it's going to be like New York, LA, like these big cities. And they're like, well, if they target any bases, it's going to be like NORAD and these, like, the top bases. And I'm just like... Mm-hmm. I don't think that. Like, I think it would be where... No, but that's the thing. Is it going to be... Because there are two things. There's counter-offensive, and there's, like, counter-strike or something. So counter-offensive is, like, where it's with the public. Like, people. Civilians. You take out roads. You take out schools. You take out cities, right? And then there's the counter-strike where you take out military, and then you would take out, like, D.C., New York might be in that realm.
You would take out where it's easiest.
But like in Europe, it'd be like, for Europe, it's bad because your countries are so close. And not only that, like your military and your cities are kind of the same place. Right. So it'd be like, you would have London being attacked and then you would have their military bases. And then, but also with it being so small, one of Russia's nukes now with how armed they are, they could destroy Paris with one bomb. Right. So like, That used to not be the case, right. You know? Even today, it's not really the case with most of the arsenal.
Right.
You destroy most of it, but, like, usually on the outskirts of the cities, if you survive the boom, you have a okay chance of surviving, depending on where it blew up, if it blew up in the sky or if it was a ground detonation. All that shit matters. When it starts talking about nuclear shit, all that shit matters. You know, if it's in the sky, then you're going to have less fallout. But if it's in the ground, then you're going to have 5 times the amount of fallout. And that area, think of Chernobyl, becomes way less likely to, like... It takes a lot longer for it to clean itself.
Right.
But yeah, no, it's that shit's weird. But yeah, where we live... I don't know, because I was looking at a map, and there's only, like... A few parts of the whole country that would be safe. Like, I don't, like, nothing in the Appalachian Mountains are going to survive.
Midwest.
There was only 2 states with completely untouched, unscathed, theoretically, like, unscathed places. And one of it was the top, I'm sorry, 3. Top of Michigan, the big, or the peninsula. The next peninsula, the upper peninsula. Yeah. A part of Minnesota, which I'm pretty sure touches that part of that peninsula, and then the West Texas, because there's nothing between
West Texas. So the Canadian border and the desert.
Pretty much.
Just one part of the Canadian border, though. And then the rest...
The Great Lakes.
You tell me Ohio's fucked.
What about
Ohio's super fucked. Oklahoma's fucked.
Oh, damn.
We're fucked.
The places that you think wouldn't be fucked, like North Dakota, Wyoming, South Dakota, that's all fucked because that's where all our silos are. It was smart on them to put them where nobody is, but, you know, now if we didn't have so many nukes, the second choices, cause we're not necessarily a main target. We're not, we're what we are called a second to B like target. And that would be Camp Lejeune, Wilmington, because of the port, the nuclear facility in Southport, and you have the Army,
Yeah, Sunset Point.
Sunset Point. Yeah, you have the armory. And that's what it is.
And
the armory.
Fort Bragg up in.
And then Fort Bragg is in Vietnam.
Vietnam.
And you got. Yeah, so like there's like we are in a pretty weird spot, but all on the East Coast, all the military bases, it's all condensed pretty like, and only a couple hours of each other.
Basically, they're going to sabotage anywhere we can mobilize troops.
Yeah.
Now, however, that's another thing, is that if, because if we're not going to mobilize, then they're going to, it might become more of a blackout scenario where mm-hmm. it becomes more of the cold winter.
Right.
And like, you know, instead of a whole bunch of civilians dying, which regardless, civilians are going to die, whether it's from a bomb or starvation or whatever. Like, it's just, that's just the way it's going to happen. But this isn't an episode on nuclear war. However, Darius and I have been talking a lot about this shit lately at work. I'm not going to lie. So that's the only reason why I'm somewhat...
Because we just had a bunch of stuff.
Like, literally, we just talked about it. So, but go on. I'm sorry.
No, you know. All right. So after the bombs go off, a new world began, basically, post-war. So they got... Basically, it's no longer... The main things that actually matter to people... is nature and their family. That's just very important, and that's what's put first. Kind of sounds like a perfect world. But, so, basically, that's all it is.
Like the real hippies, not the psyop hippies, but the real hippies got it right.
The real hippies.
You know, like just ancient culture in general.
Yeah.
Like, a little bit more ancient.
By this time, Teeter kind of had some time to actually do what he wanted to do, kind of explore nature, learn more about himself. And by 2029, he would join a military-sponsored program and would graduate in 2033. Meanwhile, this is all happening, scientists were still studying these time ships that were created by smashing particles, because smashing these particles created black holes, and in these black holes, they could possibly use them to travel time. Maybe you fucked that up, but that's what...
No, okay, so, yeah, they were certain anomalies, and these anomalies that were created were black hole, and if we go into the quantum theory and how everything's time and space, everything's, you know, on top of each other stacked. Are you following?
I need you to keep going.
Okay, so what they are saying is the black hole, they can kind of, if you stabilize it and you get into the event horizon, per se, kind of think of Interstellar in a sense.
They use singularities.
Yeah, they use the, right, they go through it and then think of, actually, hold on, let me pop up a picture for you. So they would use...
So they're stripping the event horizon off the black hole and accessing the singularity?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that singularity would take you to whatever part of that timeline you're in. Kind of like Ant-Man, how they go into... Whenever he goes deep enough, and eventually... Which, I've only seen one Ant-Man, so I can't really talk too much about it, but it was the first Ant-Man. And if you saw whenever he was going into, like, the Nanoverse thing, where he was, like, smaller than atoms...
Yeah.
He basically does go into a black hole. Like, that is the theory. That is actually Marvel. Marvel uses this theory to explain time travel. So
with this, what it is, because I looked into it, it was... So they use the singularities. Well, once you go back in time, think of it as, like, it branches off.
So almost think of it more as, like, a teleportation.
It's basically literally Marvel's time travel.
But yeah, it really is.
Each one branches...
Yeah, you don't travel through space. You just travel through time.
However, did you look into the space part?
I mean, the only thing about the space part that I saw... space because Earth moves in space. Right.
Okay, well, that's what... Okay, so I'm going to get to that a little later because that was a statement that actually, like, for me, I was just like... Because
he actually described it in his thing.
Yeah, so he describes the space part of it.
Right.
And basically what happens is it creates an... Like, it creates a gravity force that holds it to the Earth.
I was going to say, the only way I could make sense of it would be if it stays essentially within the gravitational well that it got so, opened up.
Mm-hmm.
From what I read, he apparently had a device, what was it, VGL?
Oh, we'll get to that.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, so, by 2034, time travel will be established. They'll be able to manipulate... all this stuff and be able to actually travel through time. John would apply for the program and would actually be ready to be sent off by 2035. He would actually be chosen to go back in time too. So, I mean, goes along with the story. And the main mission was to go back to 1975 to get a IBM 5100 because they needed it to fix their own Y2K problem.
Which is actually going to happen to us. This is a real thing that will happen.
All right. So
he'll get it.
Yeah.
All right. So, and the reason why they chose him, this is weird. So the reason why they chose John Teeter for the mission is because John Teeter's grandfather was a part of the program that built this computer. So John would leave in April of 2036 to go back to 1975. And the machine that he used, and this is his own statement, the time machine is a stationary mass temporal displacement unit made by General Electric. The unit is powered by two top spin dual positive singularities that produce a standard offset Tipler sinusoid. I'm hoping I said that right. And he would mount it onto a 1967 Chevy Corvette. And the reason why I chose that car is because he wanted to make sure that he was, like, placed in the right time. There was no, like, weird things about it. He didn't want to use a fucking DeLorean. Okay. So basically, when starting the machine, a countdown goes off and the gravity field overtakes you. He says when doing it, you have to make sure that your seatbelt's tucked in tight. That way, you know, you don't fucking fly everywhere. You must wear sunglasses because there's going to be random UV radiation burst throughout the trip. And he describes it that it's, he describes the experiences as if he's driving under a rainbow. And throughout the trip, it fades into black. Also, he says it's necessary to keep the windows closed as heat builds up around the car whenever in the process. So John will make it back to 1975 and travel to Minnesota where his grandfather was. He would avoid as much interaction with people because he didn't want to change the future at all, because his mission was specifically to get this, and if he did anything outside of the mission, it could lead to consequences down the line for him. So he would meet up with his grandfather, and his grandfather would be not totally convinced at first when talking to him, but eventually he would convince him that he was his grandson. He would share some notes with him about the future. He would say that there will be a mass break of mad cow disease. The entertainment will be way different in the future. No longer big companies producing the entertainment we see on our TVs. Instead, everything that you need to produce, like a movie or music, is all in your hands. And that there will be a civil war in the late 2000s and a world war in the 2010s. His grandfather asked, was there anything that they could do to change these events? And he said, not literally, no. Like, so basically you can't change it in this timeline, but you can create pathways for other timelines where that event doesn't happen anymore. but John wasn't allowed to do that because he was only there for one mission and one mission only. But his grandfather had the leverage because he had the computer that he needed. And he said he wouldn't give it to him unless he helped him. So John, all he asked for is for him to go back to the year 2000 whenever his mission was over and see John and his parents when they were a kid, when he was a kid, before everything bad happened, and then make your final decision right there if you want to help them or not. So after John got the computer and agreed to it, he would go back to the year 2000 and see basically his younger self before all the bad events and make the decision to change the future. And this is where he would go on and fax papers to Art Bell to disclose information about the future.
Yeah, which is a lot of fun. Real quick, I did want to touch, and you can speak on it if you would like. Do you remember the reason why the IB 500 or 5100?
So, IBM, yeah, 5100? I didn't go into, because I figured you had stuff on that.
Okay, so the IBM 5100 is an old computer, but it can read older software, like languages, like APL and that kind of things, as our computers today cannot. A lot of our computers still run off of 32-bit memories and stuff, like the ones that governments are using. NASA is using a lot of them. They will eventually, they cannot see time beyond like 2030 or something, yeah, like okay. That. It's January something, 2030 something. But basically this computer will help fix that bug.
So it,
yeah, January 19th, 2038, basically they're trying to, I think it's 16 bit is the original, or it's a 30, or, and I think they're wanting to do the 32 bit or something.
It's 64.
I'm so, sorry. So 32 so and then 64. Yeah.
So once we implement the 32, it'll be 64 after that.
Yeah. And then once that happens, we will never see that problem again because it can talk into the, yeah, 292 billion. Billion. Yeah. So yeah, you're already ahead of the game. Good job. But yeah, so that is weird. Well, here's the other thing about that though. Nobody knew that except for the 20 guys that made the computer. Nobody knew that software. And then that computer, which was one of the most highly produced computers, mm-hmm. It was a mobile computer as well.
It was a home computer.
Yeah. nobody knew that it had those kind of capabilities. Yeah. That it could read older, like all the stuff. Only the IBM engineers knew that. So yeah, that was that was the reason for that little guy. But now we're on to the fun stuff. So yeah, John Teeter decided to fax Art Bell from coast to coast. He did do post to post for a little bit. I think that's where he sent the fax to. But I actually wanted to get into something before that.
IBM computer, does it ever like specify how it would fix their problem?
The only thing that I saw on it was it would be able to read it, and it would think of the Mayan count. Instead of it restarting at zero, it would go to the next year. So that's all. I didn't look too deep into it.
It didn't really.
That to me, that doesn't matter the story. Like, you know what I mean. However, you could easily look it up because it is very all this information is very accessible.
There is stuff on the 5100.
Yeah, and it's very popular. So for a while, John Teeter was posting to this site. It was called, or I think he made it. He started to appear on, or possibly created it, the Time Travel Institute forums. He started posting on November 2nd, 2000, under the username, TimeTravel_0. Now, he started posting there, basically about just talking about time travel, and eventually he went and a couple months later and got up with Art Bell. He started posting on Art Bell's forums, and that was January of 2001. So we go from November 2nd, 2000 to January 2001, which this is all pre-9/11. So I mean, so whenever he starts talking about stuff, it does get a little weird. Here's the facts that he sent Art. Dear Art, I had to fax when I heard other time travelers calling in from any time past the year 2500 AD. Please let me explain. Time travel was invented in 2034. Offshoots of certain successful fusion reactor research allowed scientists at CERN to produce the world's first contained singularity engine. There you go. The basic design involves rotating singularities inside a magnetic field. By altering the speed and direction of rotation, you can travel both forward and backward in time. I actually enjoyed the way that he describes
how. Yeah, I was gonna say. Yeah.
So, like, basically, you're in a cone, like this. That's present day. The further you go out, the further your timeline is. So, like, the more crazy and unrecognizable the timeline is. And I thought that was cool. That was interesting. And in a weird way, it kind of made sense. Because they're making the... And it might be because of the Marvel logic that it made sense to me. But, like, not saying this time travel makes sense because it doesn't, really. Not unless the singularity and all that
could
really does matter.
Could you mitigate that by instead doing a series of smaller jumps? Instead of doing that...
Yeah, I understand what you mean by that. But I don't know. We'll keep reading. Because, I mean, that is... I see what you mean there, but I think regardless, going back in time, just that's what he says, going back in time. But that's a question. That's a good question, right?
So, I guess. So this is the present. Does that cone extend to the past as well? Like
this is to the past.
Okay. Does that? I guess then that cone extend to the future?
I'm honestly not sure because it seems like. There's not a lot about the future. They don't really talk about the future. It's only about the past. So because they're trying to repair their line.
Wasn't there like a brick wall at a certain point?
So they run into issues, which I will get to later, but it's in the year like 2560 something. What's up?
Just the way... So, this is the future. This is the past. Yes.
Future...
Past, future.
Yeah.
We're here.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you would have to assume as above, so below. So, the cone would also go out that way. So, I would assume
that
if you
that
start
would make
getting...
The idea, like, that,
yeah.
That's
yeah. So
not
if you think,
quite where I'm going with this right now.
Oh, okay.
So, this line right here, essentially the parallel line to the one you're on.
Mm-hmm.
Is this what they're aiming for, pretty much? Or is it saying, like, you can never...
They are just saying you can never go back.
You can never go back to that the exact timeline, because that's what this is looking like, because the further you go,
yeah,
go back...
Nothing will ever... It'll always be different, okay, because you are creating a different reality, basically.
Which would mean...
Which is, like...
You can't save...
Same thing as, like, in-game in that... Like,
the way that looks, then, is you would never be able to save your timeline.
Right. Yeah, no, I already... That's actually... When everybody talks about contradictions and stuff, I feel like nobody talks about that everything's different. However, he's not trying to change anything in the past. He's trying to learn, so once he gets back to his time, he has the information to fix his present.
So, it's Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. So, like, no matter what, your present time, at least to my knowledge, it doesn't change.
Yeah,
it just stays. You can have your paradoxes, sure, but the thing is the reason the paradox is not there is because when you go back, it's already different. And what he means by that is different as in maybe Ford released this year's Mustang last year, or maybe there's books that were, like, during that time, say, like, the Harry Potter book was supposed to be released.
It got
this
published
time,
a couple months later.
Or before. Like, yeah. Before or after. Mm-hmm. Just small differences. Nothing to... Unless you go back too far. And what... To me, what I think that is it's kind of like a Cronenberg thing, right? So, like, if you go back too far, I think the mass and the atoms and the reconstruction of stuff, I think it just gets mashed. I know this sounds weird because I understand that it's not like Futurama where you move space. You know, in Futurama, how they move space around. That's what the black matter does. Yeah. So to me, if their time machine was like the Futurama ship, then that makes sense, right? Because you're changing all the atoms, and because you know how, like, think about the thing was it with the ship? It like teleported in time. And it came back, and the humans were like fucking in the shell of the ship. The USS...
Was it Philadelphia?
Philadelphia, thank you. The Philadelphia experiment. There you go. They time traveled, apparently. And when they came back to time, or to the present day, the ship and some of the sailors were fused together because I guess it didn't... The atoms or something... The physical part of it didn't...
Slight changes in, like, the reconstruction,
yeah, so.
Or, like... Air pressure forced it to reconstruct somewhere slightly different.
And honestly, think about it. If it's even an inch off, for us, if it's an inch off, me and your legs are combined. You know what I mean?
Or in the ground.
Or we're part of the bench now. So, and I mean, we already know that this table right here, 98% empty.
It was the Philadelphia experiment with the USS Eldridge.
Oh, okay. My bad. Yeah. So, there's... You could take what you want on your theories on time travel. The fact that this is a time travel episode, it can get pretty crazy. I don't think there's anything wrong
about it. I'll let you keep going.
Yeah.
We'll come back to this.
Okay, so... Time itself can be understood in terms of connected lines. When you go back in time, you travel on your original timeline. When you turn your singularity engine off, a new timeline is created... Due to the fact that you and your time machine are now there. In other words, a new universe is created. There you go. I guess I could have just kept reading and that would have explained that part. Are you even listening, sir? It's that paragraph.
I was looking into the 5100 again.
Okay, to get back to your original line, you must travel a split second farther back and immediately throw the engine into forward without turning it off. Okay. Some interesting outcomes of this are, one, you meet yourself. I have done this often. Even take a younger version of myself along for a few rides before returning myself to the new timeline and going back to mine. Two, you can alter history in the new universe that you have just created. Most of the time, the changes are subtle. Sometimes I'll notice a car model that doesn't exist or books that come out late. The oldest one was a skyscraper that wasn't built in a near favorite store of mine in New York. Interestingly, when you travel in time, you must compensate for the orbit of the Earth. Since the time machine doesn't move, you have to adjust the engines so you remain on the planet when you turn it off. Unfortunately, it was discovered that anyone going forward in time from my year of 2036 hit a brick wall in the year of 2564. Everyone who has ever been there has reported that nothing exists, which it's just the void. So apparently...
So in 500 years...
A universal cataclysm fucking happens.
At the very least, the solar system.
It's too early for the sun to go supernova.
Everyone who has ever... when the machine is turned off, you find yourself surrounded by blackness and silence, which that has also been done in Futurama. That was also one of the things done in Futurama. And then it goes on to say, now most time travelers are trying to find out where the line went bad by going into the past, creating a new universe and proceeding forward to see if the same thing results in 2564. It appears the line went bad around the year 2000. I'm here now, in this time, to test a few theories of mine before going forward. Now, for the future, you might want to know about. 1. Y2K is a disaster. So apparently in their timeline, their Y2K, that year 2000...
Their engineers couldn't solve that.
I guess they could not understand going from 99 to 0. but that was because... In the past, computers operated on a 2-year system, not a 4-year system. And that's why people didn't know how the computers were going to handle that. It went from 99, and when it started at 0, they literally thought the Stone Age was going to happen. Like, that's what they thought. Which is kind of funny, right?
Mm-hmm.
But apparently in this shit, this happened. Many people die on the highways when they freeze to death trying to get to warmer weather. Okay, that is a weird one. Because of, like, 2012, the day after tomorrow. But literally, the last winter storm that we had killed tons of people sitting in their vehicles. Because they froze to death. That just happened this winter in the United States.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's weird. The government tries to keep power by instituting martial law, but all of it collapses when their efforts to bring the power back up fail. So, I guess our grid goes down, and yeah, seems like that's going to be bad. Point 3. A power facility in Denver is able to restart itself, but it is mobbed by hundreds of thousands of people and destroyed. This convinces most that maybe we shouldn't bring the old system back up. Point 4. A few years later, a communal government system is developed after the Constitution takes a few twists. China retakes Taiwan. Israel wins the largest battle for their life, and Russia is covered in nuclear snow from their collapsed reactors. I don't know why, but I didn't read this originally when I was, like, this part, I guess, when I originally was looking up notes. Okay.
He had a moment.
And then the hearing continues. Art, the reason I'm here now is because I believe a nuclear weapon set off by Iraq in the Middle East war with Israel might have something to do with the damaged timeline. I will test that theory and get back to you. Please pray that we discover the reason why there is no apparent future after the year 2564. I don't know about you guys, but that's interesting as fuck. Now, we can take into account during the 90s, when this man was around, the Middle East maybe was not the biggest on people's radar, but it was on the radar.
It was building up.
Yeah, it was building up, and 9/11 was definitely 9/11 was definitely like one of the big ones for that, right? But that hasn't even happened yet with him,
right?
So to me, that is definitely interesting. Now he actually sent a second fax to him. Dear Mr. Bill, I'm glad you're back. I faxed this information to you the day before you left the air. I'm assuming he took a break or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, Art Bell did whatever the fuck he wanted because he was the man.
Yeah.
I faxed this information to you the day before you left the air. I wanted to make sure it wasn't lost in the shuffle. So I am sending a gift. If you've already seen this, please accept my apologies. If you choose to make this public, please do not publish the fax number. I had to fax when I heard the other time traveler calling in from the recent time past, in fact, the year 2500 AD. Let me explain, Mr. Bell. I sent a fax with this opening on July 29th, 1998. And I said, then, I am a time traveler. I have been on this world since April of this year, and I plan to leave soon. Typically, time travelers do not purposely affect the world lines they visit. However, this mission is unusually long, and I've grown attached to some of the people I have met here. Anyway, for my own reasons, I have decided to help this world line by sharing information about the future with a few people and hope that it will help their future. I am contacting you for the same reason. Unfortunately, there is no historical reference to your program in my world line. I believe you can change your future by creating one now. Some of the information presented on your program may be invaluable to upline researchers. I suggest you isolate the program that concentrate on military technology and new physics theories. Transcribe these programs and put them someplace safe from the box. I recommend someplace in the Midwest. I also urge you to reconsider your paranoia to the Russians. They are not preparing for war with the average U.S. citizens. They are preparing for war with the U.S. government. They will eventually save this country and the lives of millions of Americans. I realize my claims are a bit difficult to accept, so I will send the following once I know you have received this fax. A few pages from the operation manual of my time machine and a few color paragraphs of my vehicle. If you wish to contact me, I will be happy to share with you the nature of time, the physics of time travel, and some of the events of your future. It's weird because this is also something that we've talked about. Just like the American citizen, I don't think, even with everything going on in the world right now, and I'm not trying to make this political or anything, but I don't think people hate the citizens of Russia. Just like I don't think the citizens of Russia hate Americans. I actually don't think any citizenship the fight really hates
the government.
Right, it's the government. And I have openly said, like, there is a lot of predictions in the future where Russia is kind of seen as a savior. If you guys ever pay attention to the weird One World Order conspiracies or any of the conspiracies that involve America, UN, NATO, anything like that, Russia is always like the adversary, right? It just seems weird to me that, like, one, I don't think a one world government should happen.
No.
Not unless it's going to be completely different than what I have seen.
Right.
Then sure.
I don't want to see that shit in the Denver walls.
Yeah, like, if it's going to be Futurama, like, one world government, sure, that's fine. That doesn't matter. But if it's going to be, like, any other one world government, fuck no. No, thank you. I don't want to be...
Just the most realistic.
Yeah, which would be the most realistic. It's not going to be utopia. It's going to be...
Dystopia.
It's going to be dystopia, and it's also going to be class warfare. It's going to be literally, you will have the... It'll be Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which he actually describes when, after World War III happens, that the United States splits up into five different factions. Sounds like Hunger Games to me. Which, that's also already a thing. That's why our centralized banking is set up that way. That's why your Social Security is set up that way.
Yeah.
Your Social Security number is tied with one of those centralized bankings, which I don't know if you know that. So when it does collapse, they know who's banking. Like, they will figure out how much money you've put into that bank. And then that's kind of how they figure out your retirement, by the way. And that's like how it works. It's all fucked, really, when you start looking into it and you start realizing that your social security number is literally, like, I mean, it's basically your slave number. It's your life number.
Pretty
it's your
much.
PIN code. It's
a number on a spreadsheet.
Yeah, and this is the kind of stuff that I was talking to you about a couple of days ago about how I truly, and, you know, I might get a lot of backlash on this, but I truly believe Nazis won World War II. I really do. And you start looking into it, and it's in our media today, too. You look up Winter Soldier, or like that was, I mean, look at comic books and then look at how they mirror real life situation and how Hydra is Nazis.
Yeah.
And like, you start looking at that shit and you just start looking at banking. You start looking at all that shit and it gets real fucking weird. But yeah. Now I heard that there was another, there's another fax that was sent, but for some reason I couldn't really, I don't know. I just hear that there's three faxes, but I can only find two.
Yeah, third one would be the last one. So, last.
Yeah, where he like logs out, right? Like he even says goodbye, which you if you find that you can read it. So one of the main things backing John's like claims and everything, and the main reason why he came back also wasn't just because the world was in a dystopia, kind of like Interstellar or anything like that, but it was actually because of climate. It was because of weather, and it was because of how they wanted a better environment. And I say it was because of it. There's a lot of points. I shouldn't say it's just because it's not solely because of climate or anything like that. It is. There's a lot of points. Apparently from the point of 2000 in our timeline to today, we just keep fucking shit up, which I'm not going to lie. I can see that. I'm seeing it happen every day. Like, you know, and you know, he even left with a couple messages, which I'm pretty sure is on that last. So I read this, I listened to it, but I don't think I've read it, of the last facts. But if you cannot find it, I'll still try to find it.
I'm looking. You can just continue. Okay.
So there's actually a John Teeter website. It's called johnteeter.com. It's super cool. It's super interesting. And it basically puts a lot of stuff in there for you. And it puts a lot of news. I don't think this account's been updated since like 2004. I really don't. Maybe even 5. But like, it puts up a lot of stuff that was happening during those events to like compare with what John was talking about. Did you find it?
No. I mean, there's a lot.
Okay, so one of the things. Pages to them, so. One of the things. Well, I'll just like try to think about what it said. But so one thing that. In John's timeline, okay, he talked about how mad cow disease is like what's killing people, mm-hmm. right? We had a mad cow disease outbreak in the mid 2000s, yeah. like 2005 or 6.
It was in Europe, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it actually, we did have confirmed cases here in America. Mm-hmm. Now, mad cow disease is like a brain disease. It fucks with your brain, right? It's not. We looked it up earlier. It wasn't. It's weird. It's actually something that I had never even heard of. It's not like a virus, bacteria. It's like a pyoden or something.
Prion.
Okay, yeah. So, because at first when I was trying to think about it, I was like, oh, I wonder if it's kind of like in somewhat of a family of like Alzheimer's and stuff. And then I was like, shit, does animals get Alzheimer's? Because you like mammals? Because this is a mammal disease, which is why people were worried about humans getting it. Because we is mammal. Mm-hmm. All right, so he was worried about that. Now, let's take a moment and compare that to today. And we had the coronavirus, COVID-19, which is a coronavirus. And look what that did to people, right? There's a lot of things that, like that Darius brought up earlier about the Civil War.
Okay,
and so, all those things coming. Oh, did you find it?
Yeah, well, this isn't... So, it wasn't a fact, but it was his final post on the boards.
Okay.
So, all right. So, I'm going to have you read it. It starts right...
Jesus.
Right here, and you'll know when it ends.
All right, so March 24th, 2001, from John. I will be leaving this world line shortly, and this will be my final post. There are only a handful of people who will know exactly when I will be leaving, and I'm sure they will let you know when I'm gone. In the last few days, I have found your choice of topics quite interesting, and from an objective viewpoint, I think it's collectively answers one of your own questions. And real quick, I did want to say, so that you guys understand this post that he did, he was answering almost every question that was posted on his forum about time travel. So he was very interactive with people. Which is nice, because usually when this shit happens, there's not much knowledge behind it. Well, that's the other thing that's weird, is that this guy is able to say a lot of weird things that are factual.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's like and are. He said that Stephen Hawking was wrong about if anything enters a black hole, it just disappears. And Stephen Hawking walked that back before he died, mm-hmm. That's not what happens when you go into the event horizon black hole. Yeah, which is the whole concept of Interstellar. Mm-hmm. But I'll go on. If time travel is real, we're all the time travelers. That was a question asked, and he's going to talk about it. In the past, I have stated that quite frankly, you all scare the hell out of me, and I'm sure other temporal drivers would feel the same. But now I have an expanded explanation with two examples. A while ago, I related an experience I had with my parents while we were driving down a highway. Every now and then, we would pass someone who was in obvious distress with their vehicle. I was amazed that so many people could pass them by without stopping to help. Their explanation was fear. The risk of helping somebody was too great. And with today's technology, they probably had a cell phone anyway. Which, in the early 2000s, like, I don't remember my parents getting a cell phone until, like, 2002 or 3. Mm-hmm. So, like...
Now we're about the same.
Yeah, problem. So, like... I don't know if that... And this is also in... Maybe London was different. It's a different country, right? So, like... Or, sorry, England. Maybe England is different. It is a different country. Is that where they said they were? No, they're American. I don't know why I said England. That must have been a high moment that I had. Sorry, guys. The risk of helping somebody was too great with... yeah, all that. If they didn't, they walked to the gas station and would be good for them to teach them a lesson for running out of gas. So basically, you know, you have those kind of settings. The other example is the plight of the homeless. When you pass them as individuals on the street, I see the way people selectively choose an alternate path to avoid them. Which, damn, man, that's fucked. Like, I've done that. I'm not going to lie to you guys. Like, I've done that. Do you guys do that? Avoid homeless people?
For the most part.
Yeah. Avoid homeless people that are walking on the sidewalks.
I've done it, yes, but, yeah, it's been...
You feel like shit, right? Or at least I do. I feel like shit when I... And I like how Skipper's just going to keep him quiet, no comment, because he probably does it a lot. He probably does a lot more than us.
Okay, this one time in Atlanta, when we were looking for the bird scooters, you remember, Skipper?
Yeah.
Mine was on the other side of a different street, and I got it, and I came back down the wrong street. It wasn't a great street. They're like, come here.
I remember you telling us about that.
Like, come over here.
If it makes you guys, if it makes you guys feel better, though, I try to avoid most people when I'm walking. Yeah. So, like, I don't think it has to deal with being...
But it was a lot
your
of, it
home
was a lot,
situation. I think it more just depends on... I just don't want you to talk to me.
I just don't like people.
I was outnumbered on that street.
Okay. So...
get hurt.
So those two examples best define why time travelers do not show themselves. Which one? Oh, yeah. He's in a lot of things. Like pop culture-wise. Which you can bring up later. All right, so... in trying to help you, we put ourselves as a great risk, and there's really no point to it, which means there's no point for time travelers to reveal themselves to us anyways. Mm-mm. Because, you know, there could be repercussions that they might face, especially with how barbaric we really are today. We know the nature of time dictates that traveling between exact world lines is impossible. Therefore, the only results we will see will be the ones we stay to see, which is kind of cool, which makes sense, though, right? So, like, the only effects that you'll see in that timeline are if you stay in that timeline. Because once you leave, then there's no way to tell what if you change anything or not. So you would basically have to live in that timeline. Which, to me, that makes sense, right? That's kind of like we can go back to Marvel, and we can go back to when Captain America went back in time, and he got to be with...
Peggy.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's... technically, with that, he met his younger self.
He fought his younger self.
There's a lot of weird things. Yeah, actually, that was a part of the paradox. Like, when rewatching those movies, I wondered that. I was like... Did he just kill himself so that he... Because that ends a paradox, right? That's the Futurama the part of it, right? That, like... So, like, you travel to this time, and then you end up killing them, and it's just you anyways. Because, like,
if you're talking about when they were fighting, he didn't die.
I know, but I like to think that he did. I like to think that he killed that motherfucker.
So fucked up.
And then he just stayed there.
He just, like, woke up in his bed, and he's like, I'm gonna fucking kill you. We're like, who the fuck?
This is a smear there.
So, since world lines, outcomes, and events are infinite, we have better things to do. When I arrive in the new 1998 world line, on my way home, I could easily start all of this again and continue to go through the same conversations with all the same people. However, I already know you won't pay any attention or believe me because we've already been through it on this world line. which I guess that means that he's already been here, done that. Besides, I think the walk to the gas station will do you some good. Wow, what an asshole. But I appreciate it. Sometimes you don't need to color, you know, sugarcoat everything. Mm-hmm. And I think really what he was trying to just say is that, one, he, at least of what it sounds like to me, is one, he does not think Civil War, like, he thinks Civil War is going to happen.
Right.
That was something that he talked about.
And this pushed you to your idea earlier that you were telling me that things are just kind of displaced a little bit
differently. So, when he came back in time, we know that our timeline is not the same as his timeline, right? What if our timeline is 20 years back? It's not that crazy to think about, especially when we're talking time travel. Like, we're already talking crazy, nutty shit, right? And what if our timeline is 20 years back? Because look at what's happening now. He talks about the food being poisoned. He talks about there's no water you can drink. Actually, I'm pretty sure there was a list of things that he actually said that you should do, and it was become comfortable with a gun. Learn how to clean a gun. Learn how to respect, like, the gun, you know? Learn how to, like...
get your body up to shape.
Make yeah, sure it was you have like, a bike. Make sure that you're healthy.
Have a bike with two spare tires.
Yeah, and then, which was... well, yeah,
and then that's make sure smart, you're right? only going to grab within, like, 10 minutes of leaving your house in a hurry.
Right.
Yeah, so actually, have a go bag. And
never return. Yeah.
Never return.
Yeah, and then the other one was... learn how to, like, distill, like, basically purify your own water and your food, or, like, learn how to do those steps. And the way that he described his present timeline was your average day on the farm, which
pretty much
that's in Interstellar. That's in tons of movies that we already think about or that we know personally. I think when you start looking at this kind of stuff, it is weird. And I take his message with a grain of salt. I don't necessarily believe that he's a time traveler, right?
But I think there's a message behind it where it's like, no matter what, you should be ready if anything like that comes.
True, but here's my thing that's also weird. Have you guys noticed that a lot of encounters with extraterrestrials also kind of relate to the environment and stuff? Especially the school one, the aerial school.
Rua.
Yeah, and like just other ones, they talk about the environment and how to protect it and save it. But yeah, I don't know. This was just something. John has been in tons of pop culture references. He's in Marvel, which is also just, you know, funny. Because I've been bringing up Marvel a lot. But yeah. What,
There was also the... I didn't actually write it down, but there was the guy that people were saying, the lawyer, that was behind...
Yeah, I mean, I was... Yeah, we got to go over that because that's a big one. So there was a lawyer... I gotta think of his name. He created the John Titor Foundation. Yeah, but I think that's the. Are we about to talk about the lawyer in this? Where's the name? That's just the report by. But so there was a lawyer basically created like, or he trademarked his name. He did some shit with...
Released books
under his name. A self-published book called John Titor, A Time Traveler's Tale. It just seems like there was a lot of stuff going on. Lawrence Haber apparently is the CEO of this, but I'm not really sure. I kind of was looking into that, and I guess that is important because it does talk about... That stuff talks about basically whether this was a hoax or not, and if the creator was either a science fiction writer or just some guy that worked at IBM, or like, you know, because there's a lot of science fiction writers that are in on the the technology of advanced weaponry and other things.
Yeah, they talked about how hoax could have been by different people because of different uses of tones.
Yeah, that was another thing was that...
It's ties to Terminator 2.
Oh, yeah. Well, because John's story is a lot like John Connor's story. So like there is a weird connection between those. But I mean,
What I've got right here is the lawyer Larry Haber.
Okay.
And his brother Richard.
Okay.
May have been, according to a report by John Houston from Hoax Hunter, may have been the people behind the story of John Titor. Yeah, like you said, Larry was an lawyer, but specifically an entertainment lawyer from Florida.
Right.
And Richard was a computer scientist.
Right. Okay. So yeah. So they had like, you could see where there would be at least some kind of knowledge of something there.
His brother had the credibility, and he just saw it as a way to make money.
Yeah. So I mean, but like, look, there is a lot of, there's just a lot of weird shit that came out of this. And again, like, I'm not here to say that like he's just a crazy guy, like, or who knows, maybe he was part of the government and he just said all this because he, like, think of him as a whistleblower in a sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, like, he was just trying to like come out here and say, but because like I don't believe that time travel is impossible. I really don't. I'm not there yet. Also, we're still pretty young in our days of being a Homo sapien, so like I feel like there's still a lot of evolution that can happen. There's a lot of knowledge that's still out there. I like to think
you
that...
You think it's in our time? And you think it's in our time?
You know, if I had to really sit down and think about it and start thinking of all the crazy shit that I believe is real or could believe is real, like Stargates...
Yeah.
I'm kind of on the fence with Stargates. I think they could be real.
So you think like within 50 years...
I think today... Oh, if time travel is available to us in 50 years, then right now that we have time travel. That's what I'm going to say. So... Take that however you like it, but yeah. Whatever we get in 50 years, we could put a 5-year buffer on it right now. But either today, present day, or 5 years from now, we probably already have that. Mm-hmm. It could be in the early stages. It could actually be great. Mm-hmm. Who knows? But that's just what I believe.
Just
I'm real high right now.
What year did you say like the brick wall was at?
5, 9, 25, 34. In the year 25, 25, 25, 25
something.
It's like 25, 50 something. Why was wrong?
Oh, just 25, 64. The Thai calendar is slightly different than mm-hmm. ours.
No, go ahead.
And so the Buddhist era calendar is 543 years ahead of ours.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe the year you said was 2564.
I think so.
Which lined up with 2021 on the Common Era calendar.
Hmm.
Might not mean anything, just it was a fun little...
COVID.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's really interesting. I'm still looking, I'm sorry. I don't know why... This is probably one of the websites... One of the episodes that I used everything but Wikipedia. Like,
there's a lot of stuff on it.
Yeah, like I never had to use Wikipedia, but like as we were going on, every time that I'm done with something, I delete it. Mm-hmm. Like I take it out of my tabs or anything, so I have to go back and look.
Are you trying to find the year?
Yeah, that's all I'm trying to find is the year. I should have wrote it down whenever we had it earlier, but I've gone to 3 different sites already, the ones that I've been going, and so far it's nothing. But, Matt, what do you think about this, man? Like, what do you... One... Oh, it's Skipper. I thought it was the dog. Just get the fucking Cheez-It, bro.
The year is 2564.
So it does line up.
So that lines up with the Thailand calendar. So,
exactly.
Yeah, so I want to hear your guys' put out on it. Darius, this is probably our final thoughts, guys. Darius will tell his shit, and then I can tell my shit.
50-50 on it. I don't know.
Oh, you want to go first? That's fine.
Oh, I just assumed.
Oh, okay. I mean, whatever. Are you good? Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, he
already started. Go ahead, buddy.
Oh, man. Yeah,
it's a cool story. I think what I can take from it is, okay, yeah, it might be real. I'm not necessarily going with the side it's real, but either way, you can kind of take something out of it, you know? Kind of always be prepared for the worst because we kind of live in a world where we kind of think that everything's gonna be okay forever, specifically in America.
Yeah,
because you know
there was something I forgot to mention, and that was the lead up to like the Civil War part was he was talking about how Americans are going to be stripped of their liberties, and basically citizens could either choose to stay in cities like New York City, LA, Houston, Miami, places like that. But they would be stripped basically of their rights. And then if you wanted to live out on like off the land and stuff, you could, like, you could leave the city, mm-hmm. right? But you would have to basically grow your own food. It would become small. It'd become small town again. Like, right. And then, but it seems like, let's just, like, say this shit's real. And let's say that our timelines are not much different from each other. Our world line, or however they called it. He said that present day is just life on the farm. What if that is what happens here? And that's what's going to happen. And then, like, that's what, like, if it starts coming that way, 100%, I will tell you that I believe that this guy knew some shit. I don't know if he's a time traveler, but he knew some shit. What's up?
It was 2564.
Yeah, I mean, he said, so, I mean, yeah, no, but look, see, that's why. See, I like this kind of format, because if there's something that is kind of weird, you can look it up without interrupting anything. You know what I mean? But yeah.
So yeah, I'm just saying you can take the message out of it. Be prepared for the worst.
Right.
And at any moment, everything that we know that is life can be taken away.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. 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 All right, guys. What do you think?
I would like to believe he's a time traveler. However, at the end of the day, I don't think he is. I think he's just a guy, or maybe guys who, like Darius said, just wanted to spread that message and did so in a kind of thought-provoking alternate reality kind of format.
An H.G. Wells style.
Yeah.
With radio, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was thinking about that too. Like, kind of like if you were like a science fiction writer, or you, that was, you had the platform of character building or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you really, really bought into, you know, what was the negatives of what he was saying about.
Mm-hmm.
And you wanted to bring that to people, because there's a point where it starts coming to, well, does he hurt, or do they hurt anybody for thinking this way? No. But like, are they insane for thinking this way? Not really. Especially, okay, so 2000, how many of our parents probably would have just been like, that guy's a lunatic?
Not yet.
All of them. And then we look today, and it is very different from what he said, but there's still a lot of similarities, you know? Like, and that is something to look into. Now, here's the other part, though. Could it just be that easy to predict what the future of the world's going to be?
I was thinking about that.
Because, like, we have a lot of history, and if you want to call it, like, you know, the history, if it's not real or whatnot, there are patterns in it, mm-hmm. and you can kind of see how things are going, and there's always that big pattern. There's there's like two big patterns out there where they talk about war. It's war and economy. And like, and I think between those, it's like one of those like circle graphs. And then in between it talks about
a Venn diagram.
A Venn diagram. Thank you. It talks about the, basically like the pros and cons, or what that creates. So like in the last 20 years, the last generation basically created, softer people and hard economic shit, which will eventually lead to war, which then that hardens the next generation. And that's actually a thing that's been like proven.
Yeah.
But my big thing, I don't know. I think it's crazy when you start looking
at hard times create strong men. Strong men create, good times.
And then good times create
soft men. Soft men create hard times.
Yeah. It's a cycle that will forever be. But I mean, that's just like, I saw a picture of John, and he looks like he looks like what one of our fathers would look like. Because I mean, no, my dad's like a smaller guy, but like, and I'm taller than him and everything. But like, he looks though like a man in a sense.
Right, yeah.
Where I kind of feel like
he's seen some shit.
Right, kind of. But like, it's like sometimes with us, like we're pretty boys, you know what I mean? Not literally.
We're just like younger.
But like we're just younger. Yeah, like we just look younger. We don't look as
hit that age where we actually fully.
Well, I'm 30, so I'm already almost middle aged.
Is that good for you? That's good for you then, right?
I guess.
You're like, so I want to look like I drink whiskey every day.
No, I don't want to look like that, even though he does. And maybe that is why he looks like that. But like I'm saying, like, think of like yesterday's actors and then today's actors. You know, there's a huge difference on what a male's profile is on TV.
Just look at your books.
Well, or I was listening to a podcast the other way, Drinking Bros, and it was talking about, they were just talking about actors that they would like fuck.
Yeah.
And Ross's was like Timothée Chalamet, and that was because, you know, he's kind of feminine.
He looks younger.
And he's younger, and like, that kind of stuff. But like, let's, in a sense, Timothy has been compared to tons of actors of the past, especially like Leonardo DiCaprio, right?
Yeah.
Leo, like if you look at him or look at like his features and stuff, he's kind of like, he looks a little bit more manly than like Timothy or like, and I know that that's weird and maybe I'm not trying to get like, it's not, I'm not looking at this from a political or social part of life. I'm actually looking this at a physical human.
Yeah.
Like it is. But also though, in the last 60 years,
also
like,
just beauty standards have changed.
That's another thing. But, and maybe it'll go back, you know, because I feel like they're like, look at the 70s had more of a masculinity of men. I felt like were more,
they wanted to show off their macho-ness.
In the 70s, you feel like? I felt like that was 60s.
That was the 60s.
And
the 70s.
And then the 80s was that. Because the 80s was like a pretty boy kind of era, yeah, too. We care about the glam fashion
era with David Bowie. And if you notice, a bunch of 80s trends are coming back now.
Yeah, that's fine. Like Harry Styles. No, that shit's fine. Yeah, Harry Styles looks good.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you know, that's what I'm saying. That was Ross's second choice, by the way.
Hey, Twisted Sisters. Just look at that.
Yeah, like, that's fine with me, you know? But you didn't want to, like, go fuck like Ozzy.
It does go back and forth. It does go back and forth because in the 90s, you know.
But, like, look at how, like, in a sense, like Jimi Hendrix looked. Unless like, you're British. He was like, I mean, he looked like a fucking, like he was, he'd knock your ass out. You know what I mean? I'm not making it like, I'm not saying like, like the songs, you know, boys look like girls like boys or anything like that. I'm more saying that it's just a, it seems like we're evolving. And I mean, I've heard a ton of
things. Oh, you're talking about how we're going to eventually just be
one? Yeah, maybe. And then we'll be like reptiles and we'll be able to change like our sexes when we're needing to. Yeah. That'd be kind of interesting. Final thoughts with you guys?
For me, I think it's, I don't think he was a time traveler, but it's just the stuff that he predicted.
It could have just been that easy.
Yeah, it's the fact that it's just lining up.
Dude, still. Stella, man.
But my dog even just looked back then, stuck I feel like snoop. Alex.
Jones.
Okay. Like, okay, I'm just saying, I feel like a lot of people, like conspiracy theorists, were already talking about the stuff that's happening today.
No, I get what you mean, man. You know? I get what you mean. Yeah, it was all over like, the but internet. He's still... Well, that's another thing that I actually want to talk about on another day, but it's like, but when do we stop looking at Alex Jones as a crazy guy and start listening to actually what he's saying?
I don't know anything about his current stuff.
I don't like the guy. Like, it's nothing like that, but it's like, why is it that every 5 years it comes out that he's right?
Are the frogs gay?
I don't think that's... No, they changed their sexes. We just went over this. Right. But they're amphibians. They're like, that's the same thing. That's stupid shit.
But the stuff would have lined up anyway, just the way the current events of the time were going.
Right. So I like the whole theory of the 20-year gap thing, which makes sense. However, I don't believe that he was a time traveler. I'm kind of a skipper on that. I would have liked to believe that.
It's a fun thought.
I think that this was probably more of a scenario where...
I mean, preppers and everybody else has been saying this.
Yeah, for the last 30 years. I'm not going to lie. For the last 30 years, it seems like this has just been the hot topic. Right. Is like the end of the world, civil war, get your shit together. But at the same time, I don't know. Because I didn't live 50 years ago, 60 years ago. Right. So like, I don't know. Because if I asked my dad and mom, they'd probably be like, well, they both grew up in two different areas too. Like one grew up in Jersey and then one grew up on a farm. Mm-hmm. So like, you're going to have two different answers. You know? So like, I don't know. Maybe it's just all perspective. But I hope you guys enjoyed that this week. If you guys don't have anything else to say,
that's it for me.
Alrighty. We will catch you again next week with Project Blue Book, which hopefully you guys...
Honestly surprised it took us this long to get to it.
It'll be a lot of fun, I think. And I'm excited to listen to what you guys have to say. I do want you to know that this is like one of my favorite things. Mm-hmm. If you guys need to, you can have access to my library. You should know that I have a lot of shit on this. I like Dr. J. Allen Hynek. So, all right, guys.
All right.
Catch you on the flip side in the year 25, 25, 25, when the world is enslaved by. Thank you.
think